我真想把他们都留在我后面继续讲道。
I really hope that they will stay behind me and when I preach.
啊，每一个都很可爱，很像个小天使。
Everyone is so lovely, just like a little angel.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这两天睡得好不好
？So how was your sleep these days?
啊，我发现很多人都说今天比昨天好。
I think a lot of people say tonight was better than last night.
那我也相信你们明天会比今天好，但是明天要下山了。
I'm sure tomorrow will be better than today, but then tomorrow we're leaving.
啊、要珍惜这种难得跟弟兄姊妹挤在一个房间里面的时间。
We have to cherish the time that we crowd together with brothers and sisters in one room.、
啊、虽然不太习惯，虽然晚上都有合唱团。
Maybe you will have a choir in your room at night and you're not used to.、
啊、各式各样的呼声、鼾声都有、啊、
All kinds of snoring sounds.
但是这种日子真的不多、啊。
But we don't have that many days.
我们暑假在中国的时候，他们一个宿舍房间是从25个人到48个人都有、啊、
While we were in China this summer, each dorm has about 25 to 40 people.
48
people.
所以你知道夏天那么热，他们挤在一个屋子里面真的很不容易。
And they crowd in a room on hot summer days. It's not easy.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
尤其我们早晨起来，发现居然这两天都有超过100个弟兄姊妹在这里要亲近神哈。
Especially early in the morning, we find more than 100 brothers and sisters attending the morning watch.
而且蛮多都是新来的年轻的弟兄姊妹，我很感动。
A lot of them are newcomers or young brothers and sisters. Our hearts are so moved.
我相信恐怕很多人很少都看过清晨的这个空气是这么舒服哈，这个阳光这么漂亮的。
那 maybe not many of us. maybe not many of us have ever experienced smell the fresh air in the morning, early morning.
啊，所以有一次在一个画展里面有一幅画哈，有一个人说：“哎呀，这个真漂亮，到底是晨曦呢，还是夕阳呢？”
Once someone sees a painting at the art exhibit, and said, "This is so beautiful. Is it early morning or is the dawn the evening?"
哦，旁边有一个人说：“哦，这个绝对是黄昏的。”
Someone says, "Oh, it must be the dusk."
他说：“你怎么知道？”
So how do you know?
哦，他说那个画家我认识，他从来没有在中午以前醒过来过。
Because I know the painter, the artist, he never wake up before noon.
你们可能很多人都没有起来享受这种晨更这么舒服，清早来亲近神啊。
Maybe a lot of you never experience this enjoyment.
哦、清晨马拉最丰富哈。
Because in the early morning, the manna is so abundant.
明天最后一个早上，希望大家珍惜时间再来参加。
Tomorrow morning is the last morning. Take opportunity.、
啊、昨天我们讲凭着单纯的信心，今天早晨是讲最深的渴慕。
Yesterday morning we share about the pure faith, and this morning the deepest longing for the Lord.
这都是帮助我们亲近神很重要的拳脚。
And these are the basic practices for us to draw near to the Lord.
神的同在是凭着单纯的信心、相信，而且进入的。
So by simple faith, by believing, we can enter into God's presence.
然后神的同在到底丰富到什么程度，也是凭着我们里面对他的爱慕来决定的。
And then our longing depends on how.Deep, we can get into the presence of God.
就算你里面对主觉得没有渴慕，但是至少你对主应该要有需要才对。
Maybe you don't have the longing for the Lord, but you must have some need.
好，所以我常常说，我们对神的渴慕跟爱慕，就好像一个瓶子、一个器皿的盖子一样。
I often say that our longing and thirst for the Lord is like a lid for a vessel, a container.
你把一个瓶子丢到太平洋里面。
When you throw a container into an ocean,
太平洋。绝对可以充满它，但是也可能不能充满它。
Yes, the Pacific Ocean can fill the container, or maybe not.
那个关键还不在器皿的大跟小啊。
The key is not the size of the container.
那个关键是在于器皿有没有敞开来。
But whether the container is open or not.
你把整个美国这么大的器皿丢到太平洋，太平洋绝对可以充满它。
Yes, you may throw in the Pacific Ocean the container size of America.
你把一个 water bottle 丢到太平洋，太平洋可能不能充满它。
Yes, the Pacific Ocean can fill in the size of the America, but yet it cannot fill the small size.
那个关键就在于器皿有没有向它敞开来。
The key point is whether the container is open or not.
所以当你来到主的面前说：“主耶稣，我需要你，我真需要你。”
But when we come to the Lord and say, "Lord Jesus, I need you. Oh, how I need you."
弟兄姊妹，你就不知道为什么当你这样唱的时候，你已经觉得有一股暖流，神的同在，神的恩。
But when we just sing like this, then the Lord's love and then presence presence just flow into our hearts.
所以那种短短的诗歌都帮助我们，我常常喜欢也在你们面前唱，我需要你，需要你，无时不需要你。弟兄姊妹，当你这样在主的面前真的是对着主唱的时候，你已经真的是常常眼泪就下来了。
When we sing short songs, short hymns like this, Lord, how I need you, how I need you. Whenever we sing this, then the Lord's presence will just flood into our souls and then our tears will come out.
主耶稣把亲近神，亲近他，把他做得这么容易了。
Because the Lord made it so easy for us to draw near to him.
我们的心其实转向主，我们的心几时亲近他，他就转向我们，他就亲近我们。
Whenever our hearts turn to him, whenever we draw near to him, his heart turns toward us and he draws near to us.
什么时候我们向他大大的张口，他就大大的充满我们。
Whenever we open our mouths wide, he will fill us.
明天早上我可能会跟大家交通一点，我们怎么样子能够面对面常常回转向着他。
Tomorrow morning, I will share with you how we can always make a U-turn to God and turn our face to him.
从那种被打岔搅扰不能专心的情面，我们能够一再的回来，一再的回来，然后越来越深。
So we can turn away from all kinds of distractions, so that we can go deeper and deeper into His presence.
希望主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
另外一个我很感谢主的。
On the other hand, I'm very thankful.
跟于师母在房间里面就觉得，这个看见弟兄姊妹来参加这个聚会，就好像一个大家庭的一个 family event.
Because Sister Nancy and I feel that this is like our big family event.
昨天我往那个你们运动场走去的时候，我就看见几个小家伙，小小个子那边爬走那个上坡路就是很快乐的想赶到那边去。
As we were walking toward the soccer field yesterday afternoon, we saw some little kids running toward with expectation.
旁边都没有爸爸妈妈，你知道吗？他们自己
They were by themselves without parents.
我今天早上还在跟一个妈妈讲，我觉得来到这里是父母亲被 abandoned, 不是孩子被 abandoned.
This morning I shared with a mom that I feel that parents are abandoned here, not the kids are abandoned by parents.
孩子都不要爸妈，他们都玩得好得不得了。
Because our children enjoy themselves so much, they forget about their parents.
就是整个云梯就像一个家园一样，然后大大小小的都在这里享受这个全家团聚一样。
The entire campsite is like our family playground, and then this is like a family event.
因为在这里有神的爱，因为在这里有神的同在。
Also, we have God's love and presence here.
我希望我们弟兄姊妹都把这个每一年的 annual 这个 event 当作我们的每一年 calendar 里面的大事哈。
We hope that we will always separate this time and mark on our calendar this family event.
不来参加太可惜了。
It is a pity not to come.
我们感谢神能够让我们一再的有这样子的机会，一起来追求，来享受它。
We thank the Lord for keep giving me.As opportunity to come and enjoy him.
来听他对我们说话，来在这里遇见他。
To listen to his words and to meet him.
昨天晚上看这么多人在这里祷告，这么多年轻人舍不得出去，明明外面已经开始吃 cup noodle 了，他们还不去。
And last night, so many people gathered around here to pray, and the young people is lingering around, even they miss the cup noodles outside.
这是真功夫，这是真渴慕
This is true longing and thirst for the Lord.
感谢神。
We praise the Lord for that.
今天我们要继续讲第三个讲
And today we will continue our third topic.
讲到基督是我们的生命。
That Christ is our life.
我们说过哥罗西书的第一大段讲到对基督该有的认识。
So the first section of the book of Colossians talks about the true knowledge of Christ.
第一章认识他的超越，讲到他是万有的中心，是教会的元首，所以他理当在凡事上居首位。
First chapter tells us the supremacy of Christ, that he's the head over the church, and he's the firstborn over all things, so he should have supremacy over all things.
所以我们第一天讲基督是主。
So the first day, our topic is Christ is the Lord.
第二章讲到认识他的丰满。
And the second chapter tells about the fullness of Christ.
不光神的奥秘是基督。
Not only the mystery of God is Christ.
而且神本心一切的丰盛都在基督里面。
And all the fullness of God is in Christ.
所以我们讲到他是我们一切属灵的实际。
So he is the reality, all spiritual things.
没有基督，所有的东西都只是外壳，都只是表面的。
Without Christ, everything else is but superficial.
没有基督，一切都是一文旧样，都不是神所要的。
Without Christ, everything is but the old way of the written code.
只有在基督里面，一切都变得真实。
Only in Christ, everything becomes real.
我那天看到一些小孩子在那里玩 Monopoly 哈，大富翁。
The other day I saw some kids playing Monopoly.
然后弟兄姊妹，你知道大富翁有的时候你玩起来，你觉得你好像赚了很多哈。
So when you play Monopoly, you will feel that you have earned so much money.
哇，电力公司是我的了，我大概30年没玩了，印象中是有电力公司是吧
？So maybe you get like an electricity company or whatever.
哦，这个水厂是我的了。
Or you have some water company.
哦，铁路是我的了，旅馆是我的了。
Railroads, motels, you name it.
哦，好像你越赚越多，越来越丰富。
As if you learn, you earn more and more, you become richer and richer.
你再会玩，你赚再多，那不过是一个大富翁，这个一个 game.
No matter how much you earn, it is but a game.
它通通不能够拿出来用的。
It cannot be used in the real world.
你不可能拿去买一个 iPad. 你说我赚了这么多。
You cannot use your monopoly money to buy an iPad. iPad.
我不要说 iPad 了，你连个 ice cream 都买不到。
Let alone iPad, you can't even buy ice cream.
你说我赚了10亿，我所有旅馆分一间给你们，人家说 no way.
Say I have $1 billion and have all these motels. No way.
我们不要过大富翁的人生啊
！So let's not live a life of monopoly.
带了那么多东西去见神，没有一样神算数。
That will bring so much to see the Lord, and nothing counts.
大富翁的人生叫做不算数的人生。
So life of monopoly is a life that doesn't count.
因为它没有属灵的实际。
Because it does not have spiritual reality.
因为基督不在其中。
Because Christ is not in it.
你再有恩赐，你再有学位，你再有工作的果效，神可能通通都不认识。神说我不认识你。
You may have gifts. You may have a degree.You may have success, but then God says, "I do not know you."
你说主，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗
？But you say, "Lord, didn't I prophesy and cast out demons and perform miracles in your name?"
神说我不认得你。
But God says, "I do not know you."
神说你这作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Away from me, you evil doers.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要在我们这一生到基督台前交账的时候。
Oh, how I wish that when we come to the throne of Christ to give account.
反而我们所带去的能够耐火啊。
Everything that we bring with us was passed through the fire.
反而我们所带去的能够经得起它的震动。
That everything that we bring with us will be shaken, will sustain the shaking.
能够丰丰富富的进神国。
That we will enter into God's kingdom.With abundance.
而今天我们讲到对基督认识基督以后该有的经历和生活。
And today we're going to talk about the life and experience after our we know Christ.
所以第三章第一节到十一节讲到基督是我们的生命。
So chapter 3 verses 1 through 11 says Christ is our life.
我跟你讲，光哥罗西书三章第一节到十一节里面有两句话，几乎是。是宇宙中最宝贵的话。
You know, there are two sentences in this passage. They're about the most precious sentences in the entire universe.
地上千千万万的书啊，地上千千万万的格言，没有办法跟这两句话相比的。
Those countless books and countless proverbs in the world cannot be compared with these two statements.
一个讲到基督是我们的生命。
One is that Christ is our life.
一个讲到基督是一切，又在一切之内。
And Christ is all and in.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神伟大的救恩都包含在基督是我们的生命这句话里面。
The complete salvation is all encompassed in this Christ is our life.
不光一切属灵的实际完全是在生命的境界里面，是在基督里面。
Not only that, all the spiritual reality is in the realm of life and Christ.
整个救恩的根基和神整个旨意的核心都讲到基督是我们的生命和彰显。
The entire foundation of our salvation and the core of God's eternal will is that Christ is our life and will be manifested.
救赎让我们的罪得赦。
Yes, redemption, help us to be redeemed.
让我们被洗干净了，可以让神的儿子的生命住到我们里面来。
So that we can be washed clean and the life of Christ, the Son of God, can enter into us.
在这个生命的里面，我们承受了所有的祝福。
In this life, we inherit all the blessings.
在这个生命的里面。我们承受了神本性一切的丰富。
In this life, we inherit all the fullness of God.
所以一切的祝福在基督里面都给了我们。
So God has given us all blessings in Christ.
一切的托付，一切见证的使命，也都是在这个生命的里面，我们才可能活得出来。
All the commissions to testify Jesus Christ can only be accomplished in Christ.
所以整个关键是在生命。
The key is the life itself.
基督教跟所有其他的宗教最大的不同在于基督是我们的生命。
What distinguishes Christianity from all other religions is that Christ is our life.
所以我常常跟福音朋友讲，我说基督教不是 不是宗教。
So I often share with gospel friends that Christianity is not a religion.
基督教是把人带回到神的面前，得着神儿子的生命。
Christianity brings people back to God and receive the life of Son of God.
跟神有对的关系。
So that we have a right relationship with God.
我们里面重新有神所要给我们的生命。
So once again we receive the life that God originally wanted to give to us.
所以昨天晚上我们讲到，你先要得到，你才可能达到。
So we said that we have to gain it first so that we can attain it.
你先要成为神的儿子，你才可能有行为。
We have to be children of God first, then we can live the life of children of God.
所有的宗教都是好的，他把一些高的做人的标准行为希望达到的境界告诉人。
Because all religions are good because they lay before us this high standard of being good.
但是没有一个宗教的教主能够说，我就是道路、真理和生命。
But no religious founders can proclaim that he is the way, the truth, and life.
耶稣不是把道路给我们。
Because Christ does not just give us the way.
耶稣也不是把真理、把生命传给我们。
Jesus did not pass to us the life and the truth.
圣经上说，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命，全是活的人。
But scripture says, I am the truth, I am the life, I am the way. It is a living person.
所以耶稣不是把做人的道理给我们。
So Jesus did not just teach us the way to behave.
耶稣也不是把人生的道路指给我们。
And Jesus did not just point to us the path of life.
耶稣也不是在这里告诉你怎么修身养性，让你的生命更好，更成熟，更完美。
And Jesus did not come to teach us a way to improve our life so we can become perfect.
他说，我来，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。
But Jesus says, I have come and I am the way, the truth, and life.
你觉得没有路走吗？
You feel that you have no way?
当你一碰到基督的时候，你就有路了。
And then when you encounter with Jesus, there is your way.
很多时候人家问我们说，得胜的秘诀是什么？得胜的秘诀是什么？
Oftentimes people ask us, what's the secret to victory? What is the secret to victory?
你看我们传道人也很喜欢讲哈，得胜之路，一二三四。
And we preachers like to share with you the path to victory, 1, 2, 3.
Anger management, 一二三四。
Or anger management, step 1, 2, 3.
怎么样胜过网络，一二三四。
How to overcome addiction to internet, step 1, 2, 3.
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，你如果只是学的方法，你还是不会得胜的。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you, if you only learn about the way, the methods, you will not overcome.
你懂了很多的道理，你知道这条路，但是你不会得胜的。
You may know about the methods or the doctrines, but you will not overcome.
也许讲这个的人，他因为一二三，他出来了。
Maybe the person who practiced step 1, 2, 3 and then they got all of it, so they shared it with you.
但是你要知道，他之所以出来，不是因为这个方法叫他出来。
But we have to understand that the reason that he got all of it is not because of these ways.
而是在他做这些一二三的时候，他遇见了主。
But while he was practicing these steps, he encountered the Lord.
他在这个过程中，他碰见了耶稣，所以他出来了。
Through the process, he encountered Jesus. Therefore, he got all of it.
所以你只是在外面学他的方法，一二三，你发现为什么用在我身上不 work?
But if you just want to imitate him and by practicing, it will not work for you.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣是一个活的耶稣啊。
Because Jesus Christ is a living person.
所以生命 is everything.
Therefore, life is everything.
所以我们刚才唱 In Christ Alone, 就是在唯有耶稣。
So we were singing the song In Christ Alone, only in Christ.
神给我们最大的拯救就是借着基督。
The greatest salvation that God has given to us is through Christ.
而基督怎么拯救我们，就是把他自己给我们。
But how does Christ save us? By giving to us his life.
他的血洗净我们所有的罪。
His blood cleanses us from all our sins.
他的生命来替代旧造堕落充满罪性的人。
And his life is to replace the old life that is full of sins and old natures.
所以这是一个伟大的救恩。
And that is a great salvation.
今天我们要集中在圣经里面一句最伟大的话，叫做基督是我们的生命。
And today we're going to focus on this greatest statement in the Bible, that Christ is our life.
这翻译讲到 Christ is our life, 还有一个翻译 Christ, 逗点 our life.
Or another translation, Christ, comma,our life.
这两个画个等号的。
In other words, Christ equals to our life.
我们今天如果还活着，我们是应该在基督里来活着的。
So today, if we live, we ought to live in Christ.
就是保罗说的， 我活着就是基督。
That is why Paul says to me to live is Christ.
在神的眼中，约翰一书第五章十二节讲到，人有神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
John chapter 5 verse 12 says, anyone who has the Son of God has life. Anyone who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
所以今天我们有很多人在神的眼中是活的死人。
So today, many of us are living dead people in God's eyes.
你要讲是死的活人也可以，看你怎么定义这个死。
Or we can say we are the living dead people or dead living people.、Whatever.
有神的儿子才有生命。
Because only with the Son of God, then we will have life.
没有神的儿子，就算你活着，在神的眼中如同是死的。
Without Christ, even if you are alive, you are dead in God's eyes.
那我们不光是有，而且我们今天只有在神儿子里面，我们在神眼中才是活的。
But not only that we have the life of Christ, but only when we remain in Christ, we are alive in God's eyes.
所以关键是在我们里面的生命。
So the key is the life within us.
有一个教堂里面有一个钟哈，那个钟常常走不准。
There's a clock in a church in a building, church building, and the clock is not accurate.
常常不是快就是慢。
Sometimes it's too fast or too slow.
你家里面有这个钟，我想你不挂也好，因为它完全没用。
If you have a clock like that, it's probably better not to hang it on the wall.
它已经失去了它的价值。它告诉你说现在还早，结果你到了教会，人家都已经散会了。
Because it's useless, it probably will make you be late to church.
可能你们不在乎，反正正好吃饭。
Maybe you don't care, then you just make it to the lunch.
那你讲赶飞机比较好，你到那边飞机都已经走了。
But it probably will cause you to miss your flight.
或者有时候它又很快，你到了那边没有人来。
Or maybe it's too fast and you get there too early.
所以大家都很抱怨那个钟。
So everyone complains about the clock in the church building.
传道人在底下贴了一个字条。
And then the preacher hang a sign under the clock.
它上面写说 ，Don't just blame the hands， 不要只怪这个指针啊。
So、don't just blame on the hands of the clock.
The problem lies deeper. 真正的问题是他心的问题。
So the problem lies deeper.
因为以前有一个人这个看钟不准，他就跑到钟表店说要去换那个指针，因为他不准。
Because there was a person that he complains the clock doesn't run accurately, so he went to the shop and wants to replace the hands of the clock.
钟不准不是指针的问题。
So the problem does not lie on the hands.
钟不准是里面的问题。
The problem lies inside the clock.
今天我们很多的人，很多的修身养性，很多的宗教都是从外面的行为着手。
Many religions are trying to improve us from the outside.
但是我们里面新的问题没有去面对它。
But yeah, the heart of our problem is not faced.
所以咱们彼得老兄讲了一句虽然粗野，但是却是很直接的话。
So Brother Peter actually says something that is very frank, but yet very true.
他就像猪洗干净了，又会回到泥巴里面去。
Because like the swines after being washed away and go turn back to the mud.
你把它洗干净了，然后是用进口的 cologne， 不是 cologne perfume， 擦在身上。
And you probably wash clean the swine and then put perfume on it.
走出来香得不得了。
And then walk out very clean and smells nice.
等过一下不见了。
And then after a while, your pig is missing.
他躺到粪堆里面去。
Because it turns back to the mud.
再抓出来再洗。
And then you pull it out and wash it again.
帮他吹头发，帮他打蝴蝶结。
And you blow dry and put a bow tie on your pig.
越来越漂亮了，过一下又跑回去了。
And then it becomes so beautiful and then turns back to the mud.
没有用的了。
It's useless.
所以以前圣保罗牧师讲，他说有一个人是天生的乌鸦嘴，什么都讲不吉利的话。
So Pastor Paul Shen once says someone just had a bad mouth. He always says something unlucky.
人家怎么骂他，怎么责备他都没有用。
And no matter how people rebuke him and try to correct him, it's just useless.
就有一天，他一个好朋友孩子满月了哈，他这个在中国就是要吃满月酒的。
And he always says things negative. And one day his friends his newborn child is 1 month old, and they have a banquet.
今天决定不要乱讲话。
And all the friends advise him, don't say anything today.
让你们稍微了解一点中国的古文化哈，他们这个孩子满月的时候就拿三样东西放在桌上。
Let me share with you some Chinese tradition. When a baby is 1 month old, they would like to present three things to the baby.
放一本书，放一个钱，然后另外是放一个，这个大概是什么？ 这种龙袍之类的，这种很锦绣之类的这个布哈、啊，放在这边。
They like to present to the baby a book and some money and some embroidered noble garment.
啊，这个傻大伙爬过来，不管手碰到什么东西。
And then when the baby crawls and then and then touch whatever.
这个满月还不会碰了哈，还不会爬了，就这样摸一下。啊，一百天啊，哦，不是满月啊，一百天。Whatever, huh?
Oh, one year old. Okay, whatever. One year old.
如果摸书的话，就是这个人是个读书人，将来很有学问。
So if the baby crossed and touched the book, and they would say, "Oh, he's gonna grow up to be a scholar."
啊，大家都夸他。
And everyone applauds.
如果摸钱的话，将来是一个很有钱的人。
And if the baby touches the money and then says, "Wow, he's gonna be very rich."
如果摸到这个锦绣的话，将来是个大贵人。
And then if the baby touches the noble garment embroidered.
Noble
garden and say he's gonna be noble. So, anyhow, the baby will be praised.
其实这个有什么用？你看马路上很多乞丐小的时候都摸过的。
So how good it is! I'm sure a lot of beggars on the street when they were little, they touch all these things.
但是人就是喜欢听好话，爸爸妈妈就是喜欢听好话。
But parents just like to hear good words, good things about their kids.
所以他那天被他们盯的一句话都没讲。
So that person, he tried to keep his mouth shut that whole day.
他好话也不说，坏话也不说，他就是嘴巴 zipped.
So he just zipped up his mouth. He did not say anything, either good or bad.
所以主人送客的时候，大家都开始往外走。
So after the end of the party, all the guests were leaving.
他也跟主人说了再见，也往外走了。
And then he shook his hand and said goodbye to the host and left.
所以他的朋友都为他这个捏了一把冷汗，就放心了。
So all of his friends finally sighed with a relief.
他真的什么都没说。
He did not say a word today.
可是哪里晓得他走了两步以后突然回头。
But who knows that after he left, he turned around.
他说我今天可是一句话都没说。
He told the host, the parents, today I did not say a word.
他说你的孩子死了，不要怪我。
So if your child dies, don't blame on me.
那你看乌鸦嘴就是乌鸦嘴，对不对
？Just can't change this bad mouth.
啊，这个里面的生命，里面的性格，不是借着外面的要求可以改变的。
So this personality character just cannot be changed by our requirements.
什么样子的生命就过什么样子的生活。
And then we live a life according to our nature.
什么样子的生活就说出了我们生命的品质和源头。
And our living tells the origin of our life.
所以我们在主的面前要认识基督是我们的生命是一件大事情。
So we have to know that Christ is our life. This is a great matter.
所以我们在这里列了三件事情。
So here we list three things.
第一个，因着我们有这样一个新的生命。
And because we have this new life.
所以我们有新的追求，我们有新的思想。
So we have a new pursuit, a new ideology, a new mindset.
我们一起来读第一节跟第二节，第三章啊。
Let's read verses 1 and 2 together.
手册上面我都把经文打出来了。他说所以你们若真与基督一同复活就当求那在上面的事那里有基督坐在神的右边你们要思念上面的事不要思念地上的事在这里讲到基督是我们的标杆基督是我们的榜样
So Christ is our goal and our example
所以保罗劝我们要追求上面的事
Paul encourages us to pursue things above.
要思念上面的事。
Set our mind on things above.
在我们讲这个点以前，我们特别注意到，他说你若是真的与基督一同复活。
It says that if you were raised with Christ.
所以换句话说，一个人当他真正活在复活的里面的时候。
In other words, if we live in the realm of resurrection.
当他真正活在这个复活新的生命里面的时候。
If we really live in the realm of resurrection, a new life.
他的追求，他的思维，他的思想一定改变。
Then the pursuit and our mindset will be changed. It will be heavenly.
所以这里讲到两件事，一个追求上面的事。
So two things we need to pay attention. One is to pursue things above.
一个思想上面的事。
And set our mind on things above.
但是那里特别提到，他说因为那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Because where's above where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
因为他为什么要这样子讲呢？
Why does he say that?
因为基督是第一个带着人性。升到天上，进到荣耀，进到神面前，而且坐在神右边。
Because Christ is the first person with human nature ascended into heaven, enter into glory, come before God and sit at the right hand of God.
你看，我一讲讲了四件事情哈。
So I mentioned four things.
那翻译全部都记得了。这四件事没有一件事情是我们一般的人做得到的。
And none of these four things can be done by any ordinary person.
升到天上。
Ascended into heaven.
你我除了坐飞机以外，没有升过天上。
Besides, getting on the airplane, we have never been onto the sky.
而且我们一定下来的。
And then we will come down for sure.
你不下来，飞机也要下来，因为没有油了。
If you don't come down, the airplane will come down.
啊，你上去也不过只是物质的天，还不是属天啊。
And then at the most, we only get into the material sky, not the spiritual heaven.
基督为我们升到天上。
But Christ has ascended into heaven for us.
居然带着人性进入荣耀
with a human nature enter into glory
那么荣耀的境界
in that glorious realm
而且居然能够进到神面前
and enter into the presence of God
从来没有一个人可以见过神可以带着人性见神的
no one has ever seen God with human nature
基督的救恩这么完全
the salvation of Christ is so complete
无瑕疵无斑点神的羔羊带着人性进到神前能够站住
Without blemish, without any spot, the Lamb of God entered into heaven and stood before God.
而且坐在神的右边。
And now he sits at the right hand of God.
从这方面讲到他是我们的 pioneer.
So he is our pioneer.
他为我们成为第一个带着人性一直进到荣耀进到神面前的。
For us, he has become the first man that entered into glory before God.
所以我们都有荣耀的盼望有一天他要率领众子就是你我进荣耀。
And that is our hope of glory because one day he's going to bring many sons into glory.
他是我们的元帅是我们救恩的元帅。
And he is the captain of our salvation.
他要带领我们一起进去了。
And he will bring us all together into that glory.
所以弟兄姊妹这是一件太伟大的事情。
And this is such an amazing matter.
所以当我们看见这个救恩已经做成。
So when we see that salvation has been accomplished.
我们知道神的儿子已经到达了神的面前。
And we know that the Son of God has reached the before God.
所以我们信心的锚可以抛在幔内。
Therefore we can anchor our faith in the veil.
然后我们可以直达幔内。
And we can enter into the veil.
所以你我有一个非常非常荣耀的前途啊。
Therefore, we all have this glorious future.
所以在这里就讲到，我们因为基督已经到那里去了。
Because Christ has been there and is now here.
所以圣经上所有的应许，所有圣经上所讲的预言，全部都要实现的。
So all the promises, all the prophecies in the Bible will be fulfilled.
所以我们要追求上面的事。
Therefore, we ought to pursue things above.
然后思想上面的事。
And set our mind on things above.
你知道，我们人的思想虽然看不见。
Yes, even though our thoughts are invisible.
但是却看得出。
But yet we can tell.
对不对?
Isn't it true?
啊，我看不见国豪在想什么。
Yeah, we cannot read what Brother Robin is thinking.
但是我从他怎么过生活，我看得出他在想什么。
But from his daily life and living, we can tell his mindset.
啊，你看到很多人不知道他在想什么。
We may not know a lot of people's minds.
看见你看他怎么生活，怎么拣选，怎么跟人相处，你知道，哎，这个人是一个城府很深的人。
But yet, from his dealing with people, his choices, we might say, oh, this is a complicated person.
或者这个非常有爱心，处处为别人着想的人。
Or this person is full of love, he always considers others.
你看你到医院如果去看我妈的话，我妈一定叫你坐一坐，躺一躺。
So if you go visit my mom in the hospital, my mother will always ask you to sit down or even lie down.
啊，连我们请的那个 caregiver 看护到她那边去照顾她的时候，她都说你到床上躺一躺吧。
Even the caregiver that takes care of her and my mom always tell her to lie down, take a rest.
啊，连我们这些当儿子去了，她就把床靠边边，她你们要不要躺一躺？
Even when we the sons went to see my mom, she always say, you want to lie down next to me?
我跟我妈说，我们不可能躺在你旁边的。
I told my mom, it's impossible for us. It's impossible for us to lie down right next to you. We will be taken out.
可是你发现她吃什么东西要叫你吃一点，她坐在那边不忍心看你们站，一定叫你们坐。
Because she will always share her food with us, and she will not, she's not comfortable seeing people standing around her.
所以你从一个人他怎么样子生活，怎么样子做事，你就知道他里面到底在追求什么，到底在想什么。
From a person's living and they're dealing with people, you can tell about their mindset.
啊，所以主耶稣说，这个人心里所想的，他的口里就说出来。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says, out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks.
所以当我们真的有新的生命的时候，
So if we have this true new life,
我们的思想一定会心意更新而变化。
Then our mind will be renewed.
我们有新的价值观。
We will have a new value system.
让我们有不同的拣选，有不同的 life priority， 会有不同的优先顺序。
That will lead us into new priorities and new choices.
我们会有新的追求。
We'll have new pursuits.
我们会在乎有永恒价值的，胜于今生的。
We care about things that has eternal value than just the value of this world.
这些东西一定影响我们的。
And these will influence us.
所以有人说，思想会影响我们的行为。
So, people say that our mindset would.Influence our behavior.
重复的行为会成为习惯。
And repeated behaviors will lead to a habit.
而习惯会容易影响跟塑造我们的性格。
And our habits forms our character.
啊，所以我们这个人一直都受我们思想的影响。
So we all along the way, the process, we are influenced by our mindset.
所以 Mrs. Penn Lewis 说，心思是我们第一个属灵的战场。
Mrs. Penn Lewis says, our mind is our first and foremost battlefield.
所以圣经里面非常注重我们的心思。
So the scripture really cares about our mind.
叫我们要 renew our mind， 要更新我们的思想。
Not only that, our minds need to be renewed.
腓立比书第二章说要有基督耶稣的心为心，原文也是用 mind。
And Philippians chapter 2 says that the mind of Christ be our mind.
腓立比书第二章第一节到第三节，他说：“你们若在基督里有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，在圣灵里有什么交通，或是心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要爱心相同，意念相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我可以得到安慰，可以喜乐，可以满足。
So if you have any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from His love, any fellowship with the Spirit, and any tenderness and compassion, make my joy complete by being like-minded and having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
我们怎么样可以有一样的心思？
How can we be like-minded?
也叫做以基督耶稣的心为心，对不对？
If we all share the mind of Christ,
我们能够以基督的 mind 为我们的 mind， 那叫做思念上面的事。
That if our mind is the mind of Christ, that means we set our mind on things above.
所以你心里面会想到的是神家，是神的旨意，是神的需要。
So you will think about God's house, God's needs, God's people.
所以你光在这里要求人说。要当先求神的国和神的义啊！不要先追求今生的事。人听了是听了，但是没有用的。
If you just require people to seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, then people will hear it, but it might not change.
只有我们在基督里，在新造的生命里面，你很自然的就思念上面的事，追求上面的事。
But only if we live in the realm of new creation, then we naturally think about things above.
第二个。
Secondly,
新的生命带给我们新的地位和新的前途。
This new life brings us a new status and new prospects.
我们读第三节跟第四节。
Let's read verses 3 and 4.
他说：“因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。”这里讲到我们跟基督一同被藏，与基督一同得荣耀。
It says here, we are hidden with Christ, and we will be glorified with Christ.
他说我们以生命跟基督一同藏在神的里面。
That our life is hidden with Christ in God.
这是讲到我们在现今的地位，现今跟神之间的关系。
And this is our present status and our relationship with God.
我们在基督的里面，我们最安全，被保护了。
Because in Christ we're so secure, we're so protected.
像诗篇九十一篇第一节讲的，住在至高者的隐秘处，就住在全能者的荫庇下。
So we live in the shadow of the Almighty, also lives under the presence, the hiding place.
这是讲到我们今天的地位。
So this is our present status.
讲到我们被藏在神里面。
That we're hidden in God.
讲到我们今天跟他的关系。
And then this is our present relationship with God.
我们被藏在他爱的深处。
We are being hidden in the depth of His love.
我们这么容易就可以来亲近他，可以来享受他。
That we can easily draw near to Him and enjoy Him.
而底下接着说到，他是我们的生命，当他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
And he continues saying that Christ is our life, and when He appears, we will appear with Him in glory.
这是讲到我们将来的荣耀的前途。
And this is our glorious future.
我们在基督里面，我们要一起。与他一同来承受万有啊。
In Christ, we shall inherit the all, all with him.
而我们与他一同得荣耀。
And we will be glorified with him.
一同进荣耀。
We shall enter into glory with him.
所以在这里因着得到这个生命。
And because we have obtained this new
life. 我们有一个新的地位。
We have a new status.
我们有一个新的前途。
And we have a new future.
我们都在基督里。
Yes, we are all in Christ.
然后基督在神里面。
And Christ is in God.
所以我们就跟基督一同藏在神里面。
Therefore, our life is hidden in God with Christ.
我现在记忆力太差了，我本来想出门以前把我们家有一个那个登山的那个拐杖带来。
Origin,
爬山用的。
I plan to bring a hiking cane, walking cane with me.
你们应该都看过，例如说它有三节，对不对？
So there are three sections of this walking stick.
最小的一节缩到第二节，第二节缩到第一节。
So that you can just compress them into a short.
对不对？
好。Short cane.
最下面的一节好像我们。
So the last section is like just like us.
我们收到基督里面。
And then when you compress it, and then.
然后我们与基督一同藏
在神里面。It got hidden into the second section, and then we are hidden.
我不晓得大家能不能稍微明白一点。
Can you kind of picture it?
所以你把第二节拆掉的话，你第一节放不进去，一放进去就掉出来的。
If you take out the second section, then you cannot hide the first section into the third one because it's just too small. It will fall off.
我们是不可能离开基督而能够跟神发生关系的。
It's impossible for us to have relationship with God apart from Christ.
如果我们离开基督跟神发生关系的话，那只有咒诅，只有审判。
Apart from Christ, our relationship with God is only judgment and curse.
但是因为今天我们在基督里。
But because we are in Christ today,
我们就跟基督一同藏在神里面。
Therefore, we are hidden with Christ in God.
我们被藏在至高者的隐秘处。
We are hidden in the shadow of the Almighty.
我们也住在全能者的荫庇底下。
And we also live under the shelter of the Most High.
我们在这里不仅是最安全的地方。
Not only that, we are secure in the safe place.
你去读诗篇九十一篇，前面就讲到所有的灾害、瘟疫、白日太阳、黑夜的都不能够伤害我们。
If you read Psalm 91, you will see that all these harms, pestilence, and harms will not come to us.
那后面也结束在我们跟神之间爱的关系。
And then the Psalm 91 concludes with our loving relationship with God.
因为我们专心爱他，他要把我们安置在高处，他向我们显明他的救恩，全是讲到爱的关系啊。
Because we love him wholeheartedly.Then he will hide us and he will put us in a high place.
哦，弟兄姊妹啊，被藏在神的里面，这是讲到那个特别的关系，特别的地位。
Being hidden in God is a special relationship and special status.
然后有一天。
And one day,
当他显现的时候,
when he appears,
我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
We shall appear with him in glory.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是一件太荣耀的事。
This is so glorious.
但是我们今天在地上，我们很少这样去思念上面的事。
But today, while living on the earth, we hardly think about these things.
所以我们听这些东西觉得很遥远，很抽象。
So these things may seem very abstract and remote.
我跟你讲，有一天一定都要实现的。
But let me tell you, one day these will all come true.
好好装备自己，预备。
Let's prepare ourselves.
你知道，就像一个伟大的王，他来迎娶他的新娘一样啊。
Just like a great king, one day he will come for his bride.
他把她带回到自己的国家，这个众民都在那里夹道欢迎的时候。
He will bring her back to his country, and all the people will welcome her.
哦，到了王宫面前，那个马车的门打开来。哇，新娘子跟着他一起出来。
When the bride, when they come to the palace, and then the carriage door open, and then he will come out with his bride, and then they both appear in glory.
我看你们也都不太羡慕，因为你们已经都嫁人了。我看那些姊妹都不快乐。
Somehow I don't see joy in your eyes. Maybe you've been married already.
因为你觉得太遥远了，你现在已经有人了哈。
Because you're married already, and then those things seem too remote.
所以我说地上的比喻常常很难讲出心里面的那个快乐。
So sometimes it's hard to express this joy with things in this world.
你看有一首诗歌讲到我的良人一举目，众天使皆下拜。
There's a song says that my beloved lift his eyes and all the angels fall prostrate before him.
你要知道我们常常亏欠，常常顶撞，常常不肯顺服，常常伤害的耶稣在天上有多大的荣耀吗？
Do you know the Jesus that we are often disobedient to or like we hurt his heart? Do you know how glorious he is in heaven?
就好像他坐在那里。
As if he's sitting there.
他突然一抬头。
All of a sudden, he lifted his head.
所有的天使不敢看他，因为他太荣耀，太圣洁了。
And all the angels were just in awe because he was so holy and glorious.
太伟大，太超越了。
He was so supreme and so glorious.
你就听到千万的声。 天使砰一声全部跪下来不敢看他。
And you will hear that all the millions of angels all of a sudden they just fall down and prostrate before him.
我跟你讲地上没有一个王这个样子的。
There's no king on the earth will be like that.
你连美国总统出来都还有人丢番茄给他的。
Even American, president of America, when he comes out, that people throw tomatoes to him.
连美国总统都受这个羞辱，你不要说今天多少年轻人只是羡慕当他的 bodyguard， 哇，戴着黑眼镜 ，so cool。
But yet, yet, so many young people in America they wish to be bodyguards for the president because they thought it's so cool.
你连当总统的 bodyguard 都当不上。
But you're not even qualified to be the bodyguards of American president.
你当上的话是帮他挡番茄、挡子弹的。
But if you one day become his bodyguard, then you will have to shield him and then to take the bullets and tomatoes.
你知道我们的主在天上。多荣耀
But do you know our Lord is so glorious in heaven?
你随便派一个天使下来可以把亚述大军一夜之间杀十八万五千个人
If he just sent down one angel, he can kill 185,000 Assyrians in one night.
我想今天亚述的这个一个兵丁派到我们中间单挑的话我们中间恐怕除了 Pastor Brian 大概没有人可以跟他一样高
I'm sure if one Assyrian soldier come to us, probably only Pastor Brian can fight with him one-on-one.
185,000.
But 185,000.
他不是一个一个砍的。
The angel did not just kill them one at a time.
他就刀子咻一丢就晚上休息了。啪啪啪啪啪。
He just showed around the sword and all of them were killed.
185,000, 不管你是拳力士功夫或是 Japanese 什么韩国跆拳道全部倒。
Whether you have Chinese Kung Fu or Korean Taekwondo, it doesn't matter. All will be killed in one shot.
一个天使就185,000。
One angel, he took down 185,000 Assyrian soldiers.
逃掉了
So entire army of Assyrian armies just withdrew and fled.
我们的王真的是太荣耀的王了
Our king is so glorious.
没有一个受造之物敢在他面前抬头看他
There's no creation can behold his glory.
但是我们却成为他的挚爱
But yet we become his beloved.
我们成为他的宝贝
We become his treasure.
他那样子的爱慕我们，我的佳偶，我的美人，是主这样子称呼我们呢。
He admires us so much, he says, my bride, my beloved.
哦，他要来迎娶我们。
He will come and marry us.
那一天当他显现的时候，我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
That day when he appears, we will appear with him in glory.
你看维克托亚女王她多神气啊。
To see how Queen Victoria is.
她到哪一个国家去，所有的王都向她下拜。
Wherever she goes, all the kings will bow down.
她自己说，她说我巴不得在我有生之年能够看见我的救主回来。
But yet she says, how I hope that in my lifetime I will get to see my Savior coming back.
我可以把我头上的冠冕摘下来，放在他的脚前。
That I will present to him my crown on my head.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有什么好骄傲的？
Today, what is there for us to be pride?
我们有一个这么荣耀的前途。
We have such glorious future.
我们想到就快乐。
Whenever we think about it, we just overjoyed.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这个地上。
Today, while on earth,
我们是在王子训练班里面。
We are in the training school of princes and prince.
圣灵神调度万事，在这里改变我们。
God is changing all things to transform us.
要叫我们像耶稣。
So that we will be like Christ.
圣灵在这里预备心腹。
And the Holy Spirit is preparing His bride.
就像诗篇说的，王女在那里预备她自己的锦绣的衣服。
Just like the Psalm says, this daughter of the king is preparing her garments.
用基督的性情，一针一针的在这里刺绣，让我们能够穿上这美丽的衣服。
And this beautiful garment is made of the beautiful nature of Christ.
所以，当我们那天跟他一同显在荣耀里的时候
，That day when we appear with him in glory,
哦，那真是荣耀啊
！How glorious that will be!
众天使欢呼，众天使敬拜。
All the angels will worship and hail for us.
你会说，我们这个人到底算得了什么
？Who are we?
真的，我们算得了什么
？Who are we?
天天在网络面前这样子的败坏。
That we're so corrupted in front of the internet.
天天在世界里面打滚。
And we toil and labor in the world.
为了眼睛生的事情，我们埋怨神。
And we complain, we blame God for the little things in the world.
完全忘记了他为我们所做的。
We totally forgot what He has done for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要求神开我们眼睛。
May the Lord help us and open our eyes.
所以有一个小小的故事，讲到有一个小天使新上任的。
There's a story about this new angel. He was just new to his job.
那个大天使带他去看看他们 该做的事情。
So the big angel was showing him around.
他们超过宇宙一个银河系又一个银河系。
So they fly over through galaxies after galaxies.
小天使 amazing, magnificent, 神这么伟大。
And this little angel was just so marveled.
你知道吗？当他们来到小小的太阳系的时候，小天使连看都看不上眼的。
And then when they came to this solar galaxy, the little angel didn't pay much attention.
大天使告诉他说：“你知道吗？”
But the big angel says, "Do you know?"
你看到那个小不点吗？
Do you see that little star there?
那个小小的叫做地球。
Do you see that little star called Earth?
神整个的心，整个的爱就在这个小地方上。
Do you not know that God's heart and His love is on that little thing?
所有宇宙的万有中，神没有把人放在里面。
God did not place human in any of the other places in the entire universe.
我们所有这些当天使的，没有一个被称为神的儿子。
None of these angels will be called son of God.
只有在地球上的是神照着他的形象，按照他的样式造的。
But only those creatures on earth, they were created according to the image of God.
只有这个地上的人，神愿意把他的生命赐给人。
Only to these creatures, God is willing to give His life to them.
而且你知道吗？
Do you know?
神曾经有一天来到这个地上。
God even one day came to this place.
小天使说：“怎么可能？怎么可能？这么伟大的神，他怎么可能来这么小的地方？”
But the little angel said, "How is it possible that this great God even was willing to go to that place?"
他天使说：“还不止这样，你知道吗？他来到这里，人居然拒绝他。”吐口水在他身上，把他钉在十字架上。
But the big angel says, not even so, that when he went to this place, people rejected him, spit on him, and even crucified him on the cross.
这就是我们对主的态度。
And that is our attitude to our Lord.
所以我们今天得救真的不是随随便便的一件事情啊。
So today, it is not a casual, trivial thing that we are saved.
全是恩典。
It is all of God's grace.
全是恩典。
It's all of God's grace.
在基督里，他给了我们一个新的地位。
Because in Christ, He has given us a new identity.
在基督里面，他给我们一个荣耀的前途。
And He has given us a glorious future.
弟兄姊妹，不要被今生给欺骗了。
Please do not be deceived by this world.
不要被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，让我们看不见基督啊。
Do not let the King of the world blind the heart, the eyes of our heart, that we do not see Christ.
不要让马门在这里掳掠我们啊。
Do not let our hearts be captivated by money.
让我们看见那个荣耀的地位和前途。
But let us see this glorious status and future.
所以保罗说，他就算在患难中，也是欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
So Paul says that even in suffering, he joyfully hope for the glory of God.
他知道这自战自轻的苦楚要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because he knows that this short and temporal suffering will achieve for us this eternal glory.
他在罗马书第八章说，我们现今的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就算不得什么了。
In Romans chapter 8, he says the sufferings that we go through is nothing compared to the future glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里，我们真是要感谢神。
So we ought to thank God.
但是我在这里要问大家一个问题。
And I want to ask you a question.
你注意到第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
当他在这里讲到我们被一同藏在神里面。
When Paul says that we are hidden with Christ in God.
他前面讲了，因为你们已经死了。
And then before that he says, for you died.
请问为什么要加这一句话？
Why did he have to say that first?
为什么要加这句话？
Why?
他为什么不直接讲，你们已经与基督一同藏在神的里面？
Why then Paul says, you have been hidden with Christ in God?
为什么他需要讲，因为你们已经死了？
Why did he have to say that, for you have died?
有没有人可以告诉我？
Can anyone tell us?
我以为 Jennifer 要回答我，她在抓头。有没有人其他要回答我的？
Anyone knows?
不死就没有新的生命，很好哈。
If we don't die, we will not have this new life.
所以就的客观的地位上来说
，Yes, objectively speaking,
只有得救的人
，Only those who are saved
能够被藏在神里面
，Can be hidden in God.
而我们得救恩是因为我们跟主一同死了
，And we're saved because we have died with Christ.
因为基督在十字架上死的时候，我们与他一同钉在十字架上。
Because when Jesus was crucified on the cross, we were crucified with him on the cross.
另外一方面，我昨天已经一再讲过。
And also, I mentioned to you yesterday.
神只在乎基督，神只要基督。
God only cares about Christ and God only wants Christ.
也只有在基督里才是真实的，也只有在基督里才是活的。
Only in Christ it is real and in Christ there's a life.
所有其他的在神的眼中不是死的就是旧的，都是神不要的。
Anything else is either dead or old that are not desired and not wanted by God.
对旧的地位，客观的地位来说，我们在基督里我们都已经被藏了，而且我们有荣耀的前途。
Yes, objectively speaking, that in Christ we have all beenHidden in God, we have this glorious future.
就着我们主观的经历来说
，But yes, subjectively,
我们缺少那种以弗所书第二章说的，我们已经与基督一同死了，一同升上，一同坐在天上的那种超越属天的经历。
But yet we lack this subjective experience that we were raised with Christ and ascended into heaven with Christ.
换句话说
，In other words,
如果在主观里面。
In subjectively,
我们不接受十架，我们若不肯死，就没有复活。
If we do not receive the cross and we're not willing to die, we will not be raised.
就不可能是基督。
So it is impossible.
所以凡不是基督的，神都不要。
Anything that is not Christ is not wanted by God.
所以大家明白吗？如果我们不死。
In other words, if we do not die.
如果我们不借着死脱离旧造。
If we do not through death, put off the old nature.
就不可能活在复活里面，就不可能复活在基督里面。
It is impossible for us to live in the new creation in Christ.
凡不是基督的，神都不要。
Anything that is not Christ is not wanted by God.
我知道在座有一些福音的朋友哈，我们说天下人间没有赐下别的名是我们可以靠着得救的。
I know we have some gospel friends here. We have to say that apart from the name of Christ, there's no other name in heaven and on earth that we can be saved by.
一点不是我们狭窄。
It's not because we're narrow-minded.
你问我怎么从上海到北京，你说只有高铁，那是我狭窄，那是我无知。
If you tell me there's only one way to travel from Shanghai to Beijing, then I'm being narrow-minded.
你坐飞机也可以
I'm being ignorant.
你坐飞机也可以，你坐车也可以，你坐船也可以，你打的也可以，你骑脚踏车也可以。
Actually, you can take by plane, by train, or you can ride a bicycle from Shanghai to Beijing.
但是我如果跟你说我肉身的爸爸只有一个，你就不能说我狭窄。
But if I tell you that I only have one biological father, you cannot claim me for being narrow-minded.
可能我的老师，可能我的叔叔，可能我教会的传道人对我比我爸爸对我好，但是肉身的爸爸只有一个，就是只有一个。
Maybe my teacher or my professor or brothers in church, they're better to me than father, but I only have one biological father.
我们真的巴不得所有在座的福音朋友。
And I hope all gospel friends here.
我们都要来体会神的爱，要接受他为我们预备的独一的救恩。
That we'll be willing to come to understand God's love for us and being willing to receive this salvation.
第三个讲到这个新的生命带给我们新的性情，让我们可以过新的生活。
And thirdly, we want to say that this new life gives us a new nature so that we can live a new life.
我刚才说过，什么样子的生命，它就有什么样子的生活。
And our life.Our nature dictates our living.
所以什么样子的生命，它就有什么样子的性情，它就有什么样子的生活。
Our life determines our nature, determines our living.
所以你看，我们在座这么多人哈。
Look, there's so many of us here.
因为我们每一个人里面都有自己的生命，已经被破坏过的生命。
And every one of us, there's this our own corrupted life.
然后这个生命在不同的家庭教育、不同从小受到的教育、生长的环境里面，把我们塑造出各式各样的性格。
And through our family background, educational background, that we are being formed into different characters.
所以有的人就是急性子，快快快快快，好像主已经正好降临到空中要被提了。
Some are so quick-tempered as if the Lord has already descended into the sky.
有的人就慢，好像勇士已经开始了，没有时间观念。
And some are so slow-paced as if we have already started eternity and there's no more time.
有的人脾气暴躁，像打雷一样；有的人像温如水。
Some have quick temper and some are very mild and gentle.
有的人就很有爱心，有的人就很自私。你发现各式各样的性情。
Some are very loving, some are very selfish. We see all kinds of characters.
弟兄姊妹，在神家里面真的是不能讲千奇百怪了。各式各样。
There are just all kinds of varieties of in nature.
你想神是要把我们各式各样的人改成一样吗？
Do you think God wants to change all of us into one type of character?
都已经烂掉的东西，神不改的了。
God will not transform and change something that's been rotten already.
所以十字架是宇宙中最大的否定。
So actually, the cross is the greatest denial in the universe.
而复活是宇宙中最大的肯定。
And yet, the resurrection is the biggest affirmation in the universe.
只有真实的十字架，真正的与主同死，才可能不再是我，是基督。
Only by being crucified with Christ, we can say that no longer I, but Christ.
所以不再是我，乃是基督。我们一起说哈。
Let's say it together. No longer I,
不再是我
but Christ.
乃是基督。你没有前面不再是我，就不可能有乃是基督。
If without that, no longer I, we cannot claim that only Christ.
你只有模仿基督。
Otherwise, we're only imitating Christ.
那不是基督。
Not Christ.
所有模仿的都不能存留。
Any imitations will not last.
所有被人认为是的，但不见得是。
Anything that are affirmed by people might not be the real thing.
只有真正的死带进真正的复活。
Only true death leads to true resurrection.
所以新的生命带给我们新的性情，带给我们新的生活。
This new life brings about new nature and new living.
好，我们在这里一起来读。
Let's read together.
第五节到第十节。
Verses 5-9-10.
所以要赐死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情。因为这些事，神的愤怒并临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。啊，对不起，我跳了一些哈，点。但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。我中间可能省掉了一些这些旧照的样子哈，为了让经文简短一点。
I skipped some parts so that it would be shorter.
请你们注意到这里有两个你要圈起来，一个叫做要致死，另外一个叫要弃绝。
So that's a circle some words here. One is to put to death, and the other one is to put off.
在生命上要致死我们旧照的生命。
So in our life, we ought to put to death the old members.
在生活上要弃绝旧人的行为。
And in our daily living, we ought to put off all these behaviors of the old man.
所以一方面我们外面有很多的行为是不蒙神悦纳的，这里列的这么多。
So here it lists a lot of behaviors that are not pleasing to God.
我们需要弃绝它。
We ought to put them off.
但是真正能够脱离，真正有彻底的去这个弃绝，在于我们要先致死我们的旧照。
But unless we put to death the old self, we cannot put off these natures.
所以就像我前一阵子举的例子哈，你光去清蜘蛛网没有用的，你清完第二天又来了。
So it is useless just to clean up the spider webs. Because they come back again.
你要把蜘蛛打死才行。
You have to kill the spider.
弟兄姊妹，你什么时候活在旧造里面？
Whenever we live in the old creation.
就各式各样的东西都出来了。
We have all kinds of these problems and behaviors.
真的是千奇百样的个性都有。
All kinds of natures, characters.
所以你说要鼓励弟兄姊妹来到神家，灵要活，要敞开，要祷告，要赞美。
So when we encourage brothers and sisters to come to God's house and to be lively in the spirit and then to sing and praise God.
你怎么讲，你会发现很多人来的时候像泄气的皮球一样。
But no matter how much you encourage people come to God's house feeling defeated.
所以以前我们小的时候，那个时候的这个青少年辅导都很严格的。
When I was young, the youth counselors are very strict.
我们会后的祷告的时候，他最忙，他就跑到你旁边戳你一下，就是你下一个要祷告。
So then after the meetings, he always run around and then poke us. If he poke us, then it's our turn to pray.
他又跑到另外一边去戳另外一个人。
And then he will move to another person and poke another person.
因为我们都缺少主动，都死沉沉的。
Because we were so passive and we were so dead.
威廉以后要忙一点哈。
So William, be busy start from now.
你们这几个 counselor 都要忙一点。
And the counselors.
把他们这个戳，看能不能从死戳到活。
See if you can poke them from death to life.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的常常这个人旧造里面就是发死。
But our old creation is just but death.
所以整个聚会，爱民是活的，有时候就是死的。
So the meeting, it may seem to be alive, but actually it's dead.
人都在，但是死死的。
Because everyone is there, present, but then the meeting is dead.
所以有时有一个教会就是这样，常常死气沉沉的。
There's a church that their meetings were always so dead.
他们怎么改都改不了。
And they just couldn't change it.
后来那个传道人、牧师都不肯在这个教会。
And then no pastors would want to stay at that church.
所以他们那次在报纸上登广告。
So one day they put an ad on the newspaper.
他们就干脆很勇敢地写说，一个已死的教会。陈聘牧师
So they decided to be courageous and put on the truth, the fact that a dead church looking for pastor.
哇，这真的没有人敢来。
And no one dared to apply for the job.
只有一个传道人讲说，哇，这个教会还敢承认自己死还有救，他就来了。
But then a pastor says, wow, this church is very courageous that they confess, they admit that they were dead, so he came.
然后来了以后，他就凭信心啊，认真服侍啊，努力啊。没有想到发现真的是死透了。
And then he came and he tried very hard by faith and then he tried to serve them. And then he found out they're completely dead.
他经过一段时间他放弃了。
After a while he gave up.
在他放弃以前他最后一次跟弟兄姊妹讲道。
And after he gave up, he gave the last sermon.
他说既然这个教会真的是死了而且都死透了。
Now that this church is so dead and completely dead,
我们应该为他举办一个安息聚会。
We should have a memorial service for the church.
所以我们下个礼拜是为本教会的安息聚会。
So next Sunday will be the memorial service for our church.
完了以后我就可以 move on, 我就跟你们辞职，我要离开了。
And after that, I'm going to resign and move on with my life.
所以大家都很好奇，这个风声就传出去了。
So everyone was curious and the news spread.
所有平常不聚会的都说，哇，下个礼拜要给教会举行安葬。
then all the people who did not come to church regularly said, wow, there will be a burial service for the church.
所以平常不聚会的也都来了。
So all the people who did not come regularly will attend that day.
然后不准时的也都准时了。
And all the latecomers will come on time.
那天来到聚会的时候。
So everyone came to church that day.
发现讲台上面放了一口棺材。
And they found a casket, a coffin on the pulpit.
那牧师满脸沉重讲了一批讲了一篇安息信息。
And the preacher, the pastor preached a very solemn message.
然后最后请弟兄姊妹上来瞻仰仪容。
And then he asked brothers and sisters to come and pay respect to.
Pay the last respect.
Pay the last respect.
所以大家就一个一个走过来，就像我们参加丧事聚会一样，一个一个走出去。
Just like all the memorial service, they just come to the casket.
每一个人走到坟墓里面往里面一看的时候。
So when everyone comes to the coffin and take a look.
都看到自己。
They all. Everyone sees themselves.
因为牧师放了一个大镜子在里面。
Because the pastor put a big mirror in the coffin.
这个教会死是因为都是你们这些死人呢。
The church is dead because of all these dead people.
其实这句话黎弟兄早就说了，教会发死都死在那些旁观者、观望者的身上。
Brother Watchman Nee always has already said that the church is dead because of all the bystanders of those observers.
我们只是参加聚会，只是 attend meeting. 我们没有 participate, 没有把自己摆进来。
We only attend a meeting. We do not participate, and we don't involve ourselves in.
我们在旧造的境界和范围里面来聚会。
Because we come to the meeting and then in the old creation.
我们可以有很多很多宗教的活动。
Yes, we may have a lot of religious activities.
我们可以有很好很好的 program.
And we have good programs.
我们可以有很好恩赐的人。
And we have people with a lot of gifts.
就像我昨天讲的，整个大教堂里面有人弹琴，有人讲道，有人唱诗，但是天上完全听不到。
Just like what I shared last night, a big cathedral, there were a lot of people singing and preaching, but the entire congregation was not heard in heaven.
只有一个小女孩的诗歌，一个小女孩的祷告可以听得到。
In heaven, only a little girl's singing and a prayer can be heard.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们的聚会是活的哈。
I hope that our meetings are alive.
我希望我们的教会是耶稣喜欢来的教会。
We hope that our church will be a place that Jesus likes to come.
你看主耶稣来到地上，来到圣殿的时候，圣殿居然已经成为贼窝了。
When Jesus was on earth, he went to the temple has already become the den of robbers.
马可福音11章11节，耶稣进了圣殿，周围看了各样的物件。 天完了他就出城往伯大尼去了。
And then so the scripture says Jesus went to the temple and he saw all these articles, all these things in the temple, and he left the temple, went outside.
圣殿明明是神的居所，他的家。
Temple should be the dwelling place of God, should be his home.
圣殿明明是万民祷告的殿，人跟神相会的地方。
It should be the house of prayers for all nations, where people and God meet together.
圣殿明明是神在这里得到敬拜、得到侍奉的地方。
Temple should be the place where God received the service and worship.
但是当这位神真正道成肉身来到地上进到圣殿的时候，
But when this God became a flesh and went into the temple,
圣殿里面居然是买卖牛羊兑换银钱卖鸽子充满了买卖的地方。
But yet this temple of God is full of transactions and become a den of robbers.
弟兄姊妹，你说我们今天多少人来到教会不是带着买卖的原则？
Don't we all a lot of us come as have business transaction with God.
主，如果你爱我，你听我的祷告，我就愿意奉献给你。
Lord, if you love me and listen to my prayers, then I will make an offering to you.
主，如果你听到我的祷告，我就愿意好好侍奉你。
Lord, if you answer my prayers, then I will serve you.
主啊，你如果管教我的孩子，我就知道你是信实的神。
Lord, if you discipline my children, then I know that you're faithful.
我们来到主的面前，我们的祷告几乎都是conditional。
So when we come to God, our prayers are always conditional.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做买卖的原则。
And this is like a business transaction.
你给我，你祝福我，我就奉献，我就听你的，我就愿意侍奉你。
You give to me, you bless me, then I'm willing to obey you, I will serve you.
讲道能够安慰我，诗歌能够让我喜乐，我就愿意来这个教会。
If the sermon comforts me and I like the songs, then I will stay in this church.
弟兄姊妹，我们要赐死在地上的肢体。
We have to put to death our members and put to death this old created life so that we live in the new way of the Spirit. On one hand, we put to death our old life and we put off the behaviors of the new old man and put on the new life.
他说这个新人就在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
This put on the new man who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created.
所以你发现有没有穿，是穿，是穿。
Yes, we put it on.
但是它是一个成长的过程，它一直被改变。
But yet it is a growing process that we will be renewed continually.
正如照他主的形象。
That we will be renewed continually in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
所以我们两方面都要做。
So we need to do two things.
要很谦卑的祷告，我们外面有没有什么救人的行为我们需要对付的。
We ought to humbly pray and ask God, are there any old creation behaviors that we have to deal with?
像这你讲到一些救人的行为， 你喜欢老恨，不是老恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤跟口中污秽的言语，那这些都是指的救人的行为。
So all these behaviors of the old man, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of the mouth.
喜欢埋怨，喜欢 complain, 喜欢这个生气。
That we like to be angry and complain.
有人做过一个实验，叫一个全班的同学，你尽量的写三分钟，就是你班上你最讨厌的人、不喜欢的人，就尽量写。
One person conducted an experiment in the classroom and asked the students, just write down for 3 minutes all the people that you don't like.
你们就尽量写。
And just keep writing things that you don't like.
结果他们发现一件很有意思的事情。
And then they found something interesting.
写出那个最讨厌的人的这个名单越长的人。
And then, write down the names of people you don't like. And whoever has the longest list, his name appears on the list of other people as well.
弟兄姊妹，当我们活在旧造里面，不仅仅自己不舒服，也让周围人都不舒服的。
So when we live in the old creation, not only that we don't feel comfortable, we make others feel uncomfortable.
脱去旧造。
So we have to put off this old creation
和旧人的行为。
And put off the behaviors of the old creation.
穿上新人。
And put on this new man.
能够渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
And will be renewed continually in the knowledge according to the image of him.
去年感恩见证聚会的时候，有一个姊妹在台上交通啊。
Last year, I remember on the Thanksgiving testimony meeting, a sister shared.
她讲到夫妻年。
says that
夫妻结婚久了都会像对方。
She shares that husband and wife after they've been married for a long time, they started to look alike.
她为她自己不像耶稣而难过。
And then so she grieved that she does not look like Jesus.
当她讲这个见证的时候，我自己也是一下子眼泪在我里面。
When she shared that, I have tears in my eyes as well.
信主信得这么久了。
I've been Christians for so long.
实在不像耶稣哈。
I'm still not like Jesus.
我们实在求神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
不要在那里骄傲自己信主了已经多少年了。
Please don't boast how many years you have been Christians.
要在乎我们到底活出了多少的基督。
But how much of Christ that we have lived out.
所以昨天我有一句话很重要的话，昨天晚上没讲。弟兄告诉我们，真实的工作乃是生命的流露。
So Brother Watchman Nee says, the true service, the true work of service is actually a manifestation of our life.
算得数的侍奉总是基督的活出。
The service that counts is to live out Christ.
我们一起再来唱刚才那一首诗歌205首，自基督来住在我心。
Let's sing the song that we just sang on him.
我可不可以请所有的诗班都上来？因为我希望多有一些真正夫妻脸的弟兄姊妹站在我后面哈，像耶稣的人上来上来。那个庆松诗歌本给我，谢谢。请你们都上来，刚才看他们唱诗，好多人真的很像主，唱得那么喜乐。我们唱1345。
Let's sing verses 1, 3, 4, and 5。
哎，你们还是要跟刚刚一样喜乐哈，不要听到以前那么喜乐，听我讲到完都不喜乐。
I hope that you will still be joyful.Before the sermon,
我们第一节让他们唱，然后三四五我们一起唱，好不好？
Let the choir sing verse 1, and then we sing the rest.
基督里 都是活的。
In Christ, we are all alive.
啊，刚才已经有很多人脸上带着喜乐在唱了。
I can see a lot of faces with joy.
啊，还是有一些人习惯性的唱歌词而已。
But then some are still just habitually sing the lyrics only.
是耶稣来住在我心，那个不叫做属灵的实际。
That is not a spiritual reality.
好，我们要触电，要真正的在基督里面。
We ought to be in Christ.
我们最后再唱第四、第五节，我希望我们都进来，好不好
？Sing verses four and five.
年轻的孩子一样哈。
Young people, the same.
第四、第五节。来练两句话，第一，基督是我们的生命。
Let's read together. First, Christ is our life.
我们带着信心来练啊。
Let's read together with faith.
基督是我们的生命。Amen. 第二句。
Second.
我活着就是基督。
I live to live is Christ.
凭信心说，我们赞美主。我活着就是基督。哈利路亚，我们赞美主，我们低头。
We praise the Lord, hallelujah.
我在这里特别邀请我们中间还没有信耶稣的人。
I'd like to make an invitation to all of you who are still not a Christian yet.
啊，不管你听到福音来教会多久。
No matter how many times you've been to church.
不管你这次来是不是第一次接受了基督徒的生活。
Or whether this is the first time you encounter Christians.
如果你也愿意来认识这位伟大的神。
If you're willing to know this great God.
你愿意接受这位伟大的耶稣基督做你的救主。
You want to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
你愿意跟我们一起来享受他的生命。
And you want to enjoy his life with us.
如果你愿意接受他，请你在位置上把手举起来。
If you want to receive him, please raise your hand.
请放下，还有没有？还有没有？感谢主，还有没有这样子的人？感谢主，看到了，请放下，还有没有
？Praise the Lord！
不要管别人，这是关乎你自己的。
It is about you。
我最后再问一次。
Let me ask you again。
还有没有这样子的人？感谢主，请放下。
Praise the Lord！
还有没有
？Praise the Lord！
哈利路亚，哈利路亚！我们再唱第五节。所有的旧历史都让它过去。
Let's sing verse five. Let all past history be gone.
所有旧造肉体的生命，让它来离开我们。
Depart from all the life of the old creation.
第五节，我们唱。哈利路亚。
Verse five.
旧历史全都过，无什么可留恋。是耶稣还住在我心。
天上的父神啊，我们感谢你。
Father in heaven, we thank you.
我们谢谢你把你独生的爱子赐给了我们。
We thank you for giving us your only begotten son.
他的血不仅仅洗净了我们所有的罪。
Not only that, his blood cleanses us from all the sins.
过去的、现在的、将来的所有的罪，你都为我们洗净了。
All the past, present, and future sins you have cleansed.
而且你的儿子这样子的爱我们，把他的生命赐给了我们。
And you love us so much that your son gave us his life.
让基督成为我们的生命。
So that Christ has become our life.
让我们在你爱子的里面承受了一切的祝福和恩典。
So that in your beloved son we have inherited all of your blessings.
哦，让我们在爱子的里面承受了父神本性一切的丰富。
So that in the son of God we inherit all the fullness of God.
让我们可以活着像耶稣。
So that we can, when we live, we can be like Christ.
让我们可以活着是耶稣。
So that when we live, we are Christ.
我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
让我们都能够脱去救人和救人的行为。
So that we can put to death the old man and put off the behaviors.
我们天天穿上新人。
And every day we put on the new man.
让我们能够逐渐的更新，能够正如照我们主的形象。
And we will continually be renewed in the image of God.
我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
特别刚才为着刚刚几位决志的朋友们，我们感谢你。
We especially want to thank you for the gospel friends who just accepted you.
你用喜乐平安充满他们。
We pray that you will fill them with your peace and joy.
用你的宝血洗净他们所有的罪。
And cleanse them from all their sins with your precious blood.
你那复活伟大的生命放在他们的里面。
And put in them this resurrected precious life.
让我们一起来同奔天路。
So that together we run on this heavenly way.
一同来侍奉你，来荣耀你的名。
Together we will serve you and glorify your name.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 请坐啊。
Please be seated.